Should we pray as we come to God's word together? Oh, Father, we thank you that these words on this page are not just that. They are truth and they are life, as we were just singing. Please help us to grasp them, to take them into our hearts and to live by them, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. I wonder, have you ever heard of shockvertising? You ever heard of shockvertising? Shock advertising. Shockvertising. Advertisers do it deliberately. Okay, they shock you with something in order to get your attention or to persuade you to take a particular course of action. Okay, here is a bit of an example, hopefully. Oh no, that's a confession. That's way off what I'm hoping for. Can we go through maybe? Could we get the first slide up? Is that possible? Sorry. It's all go tonight. It's all happening. Well, let me tell you as it comes up. You see it, for example, on cigarette packets, right? Much to the disdain of the cigarette sellers, you now have to put on little pictures of what could happen to you if you smoke the cigarettes. Shockvertising, okay? Horrible pictures of people in sort of ICU beds with, you know, looking awful, or their lungs sort of covered in tar. It's shockvertising. It's trying to shock you into a certain course of action. And tonight's passage is a little bit like that. Tonight's passage, I don't know if you read, so particularly the middle bit, talking about destruction, talking about killing and death, storms and whirlwinds. It's designed deliberately to shock us a little bit as we dive into Proverbs. Now, Proverbs, if you joined us last week, you'll have heard a bit of this already, but Proverbs is a book all about wisdom, okay? And in the first 9 chapters of this 31-chapter book, we're presented with essentially 2 ways of living life. 2 paths that we can follow. Okay, number 1, the path of wisdom. The path of wisdom. Or secondly, the path of foolishness. The path of foolishness. And the first 9 chapters are trying to persuade us in different ways to choose the path of wisdom. And last week, Nick opened up the first few verses for us and showed us some great reasons. Some brilliant reasons why we should follow the path of wisdom, why we should want to listen to God and his amazing wisdom. And we saw last week that wisdom is excellent to follow, because if we follow wisdom, particularly God's wisdom, then we follow the ways that are baked into our world. And we follow the patterns of life that God has designed. It's really good for us. It's the way to flourish in life. The way to live life well. I don't know what kind of week you've had, but sometimes life can be frustrating. It can be difficult. Sometimes part of that is our fault. We make bad choices about what we do. Well, God wants to give us his wisdom to make good choices in life that cut with the grain of life. And last week we saw a little bit about where this path begins. Flick back and look at chapter 1, verse 7 with me. This is where wisdom begins. Key verse in the whole book. Verse 7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." See, the path of wisdom, the path of life, the path of living well and flourishing starts with fearing God. Rightly fearing him, understanding that he is, as Nick said last week, utterly beyond us. Not that we should sort of cower in fear, but that we have a kind of a reverence and an awe for him. That he is just utterly beyond us, way better than us. And so it's right that we look to him for his wisdom. The path of wisdom is really good. And we'll see a little bit more of that this week. But mainly, as I said, this passage is going to show us how bad it is to follow the path of foolishness. It's going to shock us into not taking this path. And I've got 3 points. I don't know if this is going to work. Oh, here we go. Oh, no, way too far. Oh, there we go. There was our shockvertising. We got there. Thanks, guys. Whee! Here's our first point, though. Wisdom calls aloud. Read verse 20 with me. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. Now, it might be a bit odd to say that wisdom is a she. It might sound a bit odd. But you've got to understand, as you come across things in Proverbs, sometimes they're going to sound a bit odd. But that's because Proverbs is a poetic book. It uses poetic imagery, poetic language to get its point across. It's a colourful and vivid way of representing things. And the point here is that wisdom, or Lady Wisdom, cries aloud. She's there in the public square. She calls aloud, she raises her voice, she cries out, she makes her speech, say those two verses. And the point here is that wisdom's available for everybody. Okay, it's not a private affair that's kept for kind of the exclusive, kept for the rich or the clever. No, it's not like trying to sort of join a members club or get into Oxford. It's not like having loads and loads of money so you can afford a season ticket to Tottenham, which apparently is over £2,000 a year. To see Tottenham? Why would you waste your cash? Anyway, but God doesn't reserve his wisdom for elite people or clever people or rich people. No, the path of wisdom is freely available to anyone and everyone. We can all begin and start on this road. But it would seem from these verses that not everybody wants to be on the wisdom road. In fact, there are people who are really happy. They love being on the path of foolishness. Verse 22, read it with me again. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? The surprise in these verses is there are people who love and delight in being simple, in not following God. They even hate knowledge. That's not to say they hate libraries or that they don't want to be at school. No, they hate knowledge that comes from God. They hate knowledge that comes from God because they just want to follow the voice of me. They don't want to listen to what God has to say. They want to follow their own path. They don't want to have to submit to someone else. And as Nick said last week, there's a danger that you and I can be a bit like that. There's a danger that we can be tempted to follow this way of foolishness. We don't like it sometimes that we have to look beyond ourselves for answers. We like thinking, do you know what, I know the answer. I know what I'm doing. We too can hate knowledge and love foolishness. And wisdom asks, how long? How long are you going to continue down this foolish road, hating God, hating his wisdom? How long is it going to take you to realize that what you're doing is, in fact, foolish? It's the road of foolishness for a reason. You see, no matter how good we think, we can be persuaded sometimes that looking to ourselves for knowledge is, and that this foolish way is actually really good. No, as we saw last week, this wisdom road is a really good road. Look at verse 23. Look how good it is if we turn to God. Wisdom cries, "Repent at my rebuke. Then when I will pour out my thoughts to you, I will make known to you my teachings." See, if we turn to God for his wisdom, it will be poured out on us. Not drip-fed, not a little splash here and there. Not kind of like, oh, occasionally I'll know roughly what to do. No, it's the language of kind of getting absolutely drenched in water. I mean, just look at that. I think it's kind of an ice bucket challenge. But yeah, just, you get the point, right? I've been absolutely drenched, soaked from head to foot. Except what God wants to do is not soak us with water and freezing cold ice. He wants to give us all of his wisdom. He wants to give us what we need in life. He wants to show us how to live life well, how to flourish. He wants to show us how to live life best. And all we have to do to flourish is listen. Wisdom calls aloud. And you could think, well, I mean, that's one way of looking at things, right? And you could think, but me, I'm not on that path of foolishness. I'm not one of those simple or foolish people. No, what you're missing, Peter, is this kind of middle way. Without God, but not foolish. But the Bible doesn't give us that option. Proverbs doesn't say there's another middle way. It's binary. You either listen to God, or you don't. You're either on the wisdom road, or you're on the foolish road. There's no non-God but not foolish option. I wonder if you think there is a middle way, please listen up tonight. Listen up, because now comes the shockvertising bit. Now we get to see how serious it is to be on this me foolish road. How serious it is to refuse to listen to God's wisdom. Here's our second point. Refusing to listen leads to destruction. Verse 24. But since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke. See, there are people who don't listen. Despite the call from Lady Wisdom, there will be some who just don't listen. There are verse 24, those who refuse to listen. Verse 25, those who disregard all God's advice. And the reason for that, verse 29, is we kind of get into the heart of it. Why is that? Well, verse 29 says, at heart there's a choice. A choice not to do something. Can you see what it is in the second half of verse 29? What did they choose not to do? They did not choose to fear the Lord. They choose to ignore the beginning of the wisdom road. They had a choice, the verse says. They chose not to. People who are on this foolish path, they ignore that God is God. They ignore that they are not God. And they try and live their own way. Now, it's quite normal, actually, I find in life. I've got personal experience of this. It's quite normal for people to avoid advice and instruction. Ever seen a set of these? This is a set of IKEA instructions. And I've got a lot of experience of ignoring this and it taking me double the amount of time to put up my IKEA wardrobe. But to be honest, the consequences of this are not very big. Just a little bit of extra time with my fingers and thumbs and a screwdriver. In the end of the day, it's not that bad. And I feel a little bit better about myself that I haven't looked at the instructions. But if you ignore Lady Wisdom's advice, if you choose not to fear the Lord, the consequences are serious, friends. Verse 26. God says, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you. It doesn't make for comfortable reading, does it? I don't really like saying it out loud. But the point is clear, isn't it? If you ignore what God says, you try and cut your own path without him, the consequences are really serious. Verse 26, disaster strikes, calamity overtakes. Verse 27, calamity overtakes like a storm. Disaster like a whirlwind, distress and trouble overwhelm you. I mean, the image of a storm is vivid, isn't it? I mean, Hurricane Ian might have one of the most boring names, most unscary sounding name, Hurricane Ian, but it was deadly. Here it is. Here's some of the destruction that Hurricane Ian caused. 140 people died, caused an estimated $67 million of damage. And the people of Florida, they couldn't sort of say, well, I don't think that's going to happen. I think I'll be okay, thanks. They couldn't do anything about it. They were totally overwhelmed when the hurricane came. Nothing they could do to avoid it. And the results of ignoring God, of not following his path of wisdom, according to Proverbs chapter 1, will be devastating. In case we're not clear what we mean, verse 32 spells it out. Verse 32 says, "For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them." Ultimately, at the end of the foolish road of following our own way rather than God's way, is death and destruction. It's really uncomfortable to say that from the front. It's scary to think about it. We've got friends, I hope you've got friends and family I don't hope you've got friends and family that are on the road to destruction, but I hope you know enough people that you'll know plenty of people who are on this road. Think of the people of Crowborough. There are plenty of them who are not putting the fear of the Lord as the top of their agenda. This is the sad reality. It's scary. It's much like the shock advertising on the cigarette packets. You see, cigarettes, they look fairly harmless, right? They actually feel quite good. I smoked a little bit when I was a teenager. They're quite nice. They relax you a little bit. You feel a bit more, But if you keep going, if you smoke 20 a day, they are absolutely deadly. I worked as an intensive care nurse. And the people who said they smoked in their past medical history, they never did as well. It's just how life works. You see, ignoring God, it sometimes might feel good. It might mean you fit in more. It might mean that life feels a bit easier sometimes. But ultimately, putting yourself in the driving seat, putting you at the front, listening to yourself more than listening to God, is a road that ends in destruction. Now, that's not how I want to imagine the people of Crowborough, the people I see at the school gate or the guys I swim with. But the kind thing is not to airbrush the truth. And so we should be grateful that God speaks to us in this way, as uncomfortable as it might feel. See, imagine someone in your family was doing the 20-a-day smoking thing. If you didn't tell them that you knew it was actually really bad for their health, you'd be doing them a disservice, right, if they didn't know? You'd be doing them a really kind thing if you showed them some of the shockvertising. And God does a kind thing for us here, showing us the reality of a way of life without him. That's what this passage is doing for us. But don't worry, it's not all doom and gloom. The third point. Listening to God, listening, leads to life. The last verse of our passage, the last verse of the chapter, gives us wonderful, wonderful hope. Read it with me. Verse 33, "But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm." Lady Wisdom doesn't leave us in despair. The last line is great news. Whoever listens to God, whoever fears the Lord and follows his way of doing life, the one who listens to him, well, what do they get at the end? They get life. safety, ease, goodness. The kind of life that I think we all really, really want, I think. We get life. I mean, just look at those. Look at these two roads. Which one do you want to be on? It's obvious. A few years ago, I went to Nigeria to help with a conference for missionaries. And there were lots of things I really liked about Nigeria. If you're from Nigeria, then I'm not dissing your country. I really loved it. The food was particularly excellent. But I'll be honest with you, quite a lot of the time, I felt quite scared. We went to the north, or kind of towards the north of the country, where actually Christians are not very welcome. I went through some illegal checkpoints with guys shooting guns off because they were high on drugs. We drove through villages where there'd been battles the day before with burnt out cars with bullet holes all over them. I'll be honest, it was a bit scary to be there. When I flew back into London, back into Heathrow Airport, I felt safe. There was a real relaxed moment to that. Well, that's just a very small picture, a glimpse of the safety and life that is on offer with God. A very trivial example. Again, sorry if you're from Nigeria. I don't want to diss your country. It's worth saying, too, that if you turn to God and his wisdom, not everything will seem immediately safe. It's not like no harm will ever come to you again if you go on this road. No, the point here is where the roads end. The wisdom road, the foolish road might feel quite good on the way. The wisdom road might feel quite hard. The point is about the destination. But if we turn to God, if we listen to him, then we will find true life, true safety, forever. Well, I guess at this point you might be thinking, all right, okay, I get it. You want me to choose the blue one. How? Where? Where do I get this wisdom? How do I look it up? Gimme. Well, firstly, it's here in the book of Proverbs. We're in this series. We've got 5 weeks in the book of Proverbs. We're only going to get up to chapter 3. Only a tenth, less than a tenth of the book. Read on. Read on, particularly past chapter 10 and onwards. Read the wisdom that comes from God. Read the truths about this world, the patterns that are baked into us, into creation by God. Read about them and live by them. Walk along that wisdom road. I actually started doing that this morning myself. I thought, if I'm going to tell you to do it, I should probably give it a go myself. And I read this morning about working hard and not being lazy. And I thought, yeah, I mean, that's pretty good, isn't it? That's a good bit of advice to live by. Something baked in to our world. And I once worked with a guy who read a proverb every day. He's a great guy, really, really happy guy. And you could see it in his life. You could see it in his family. You could see it as you talk to him. And he'd often know what the right thing to do was. He'd often have something really good to say at a moment of difficulty and crisis. So do read Proverbs. But as well as looking at the book of Proverbs, we find the fullest expression of God's wisdom in Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul said this about him. He said, in Jesus are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So if you want to walk on this wisdom road, if you want to put God first, go to Jesus. He's like a walking wisdom exhibition, a library of every bit of wisdom you could ever know, and a perfect example of how to live all of that out. You see, when Lady Wisdom says in verse 32, whoever listens to me will live in safety, well, we could instead say, whoever listens to Jesus will live in safety. Whoever listens to Jesus and follows his pattern of life, seeks his forgiveness, that person will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. So keep listening. Read on with Proverbs and keep listening to Jesus. Even if it seems like everyone else around you is following this foolish way, is putting themselves and their own ideas first, remember where these two ways lead. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you that you speak into our world with your wisdom. And you walked into our world with the life of wisdom in Jesus Christ. Please help us to want to put you first, to want to have big ears to your wisdom, to listen to you, to live our lives your way, not our own way or anyone else's. Please help us to walk the way of wisdom and not of foolishness. For the sake of your glory. Amen.